You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Dan Ryder, the general manager of the Springfield Cardinals. And the reason we have you in is you love Christmas. There are people that literally stop and slow down when they pass your house to see all of the, not only inflatables, but just the decorations in general at your house. So you're one of those houses.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So it was something that started, again, in my old house. I bought like one strand of lights. Then when they were discounted at the end of the year, I bought more. And every year I kind of kept adding to what we did to where it got to the point where it's a lot of work. So I kind of have strategies on tear down and set up because it takes so much time to put up and take down.
Wow. Well, it's funny you just mentioned that because Chelsea was just asking about how you do that each and every year because it's that, like, I mean, just to kind of put that picture in your mind, there are so many lights on your house that you would almost have to have a map, right?
I do. If you think of Home Alone where he has to draw out what he's going to do to the bad guys, I have a map like that that I use to put up the decorations at our house.
Wow.
So what I have to, well, because
Chelsea just, looks disgusting.
Okay, so so I live on a corner house. So so first of all, I have trees and stuff on the side of the house. So I don't just do the front yard.
You
I'm
do
doing
the
front
trees?
And
oh, wow.
I'm doing the side.
Yeah.
Well, then the same thing for our house. I do actually go on the roof and I take lights all around the house. Plus I do all the ridge caps like on the top of it. So then you have all of that. Then I have a huge evergreen, some shrubs. And then, of course, you add the inflatables in. And so there really is. There's a lot of lights, a lot of inflatables, a lot of random decorations. And I noticed one year I kept kind of tripping fuses. And so when I was doing that, the next year, I went out and before I put up any of the lights, I started testing where the different breakers were. So I figured out that I now run the power from the different breakers. So I have which ones are on different breakers to then have the ones to where they kind of split to go to the different areas. And then this year, I've tried to make it where when they turn on, they're turning on in better segments. So it makes more sense if they stand alone. But yeah, I and then this year it was a lot of work. I had to reroute it because we lost two trees. So I had a new decorating plan. And so with the new decorating plan, I have to draw a new map for this year.
Chelsea?
Thank you.
Was really worried about this.
I got
this.
Real lost halfway into that. So you have one map. What if you lose it?
I took a picture of it, and I take a picture, I email it to myself. So I have the paper copy, but I have a digital copy as well.
Okay. Would you be mad if someone stole it?
Did he steal it at my party?
No, I'm just saying. No. Do you keep it in a secret lockbox?
No, I keep
something?
It with the decorations. But this year, I actually I took a panoramic picture downstairs and upstairs inside the house, and the kids helped me decorate this year. So I printed off the photos, and it was like a Where's Waldo, and they were putting the decorations in the house based on the photos.
So they always go in the same area.
My oldest son and me have a very similar mindset, and so when you have a decoration and you know where it goes, it has to go there.
Okay.
And if someone puts it on the other side of the fireplace, you'll stare at it and it'll fixate on it until you switch it back.
I feel that way.
Yeah.
But you don't have a map, do you?
I don't have a map, but I know where stuff belongs.
Okay.
Huh. So, hey, ask Chelsea how many decorations she's put up so far.
Chelsea, how many decorations?
I don't have
put
anything up yet, but I still have plenty of time.
When are you planning on it?
Oh, probably this week, I'm guessing. It requires me to go out to my closet outside where there's like cobwebs and stuff, and then I'd have to open it and stuff. So, I don't know.
I should have worn my Grinch sweater instead.
I mean, you could not be two polar opposites right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Dan
I Ryder love decorations. I just
so many decorations.
For other people.
I don't have a map.
Okay.
Nope.
I don't need a map for my 2-bedroom apartment.
Just
it's a
map to get to the closet.
Yes.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.